You're coming off this fantastic television career, right? 9 years in the booth, Monday Night Football. But you and I both know where it all started, huh, Groots?
Right here, NFL Network.
Right here, NFL Network, all right? Yeah.
And I remember the day was to get on the airplane from Tampa to Indianapolis. I remember calling you saying, Mooch, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I was still sensitive. I'd just been fired. I was depressed, Melissa. I was in the tank. And Mooch is like, no, you got to do it. You'll have a blast. So I came here. I met Rich Eisen, superstar Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen.
I got to hang out with Fran Charles.
Yeah, he was on the set. He was
our
host.
I had a lot of fun, man. I really enjoyed it. And I'd never had so much fun at the Combine.
We were together for like 3 days, like frickin' frack.
And that started the broadcasting career.
9 years later, here I am, all because of Mooch.
You're welcome.
Mooch. Thank you, bro.
But are you going to miss us now? Are you going to miss the broadcasting side?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to miss it. But I love football. Look, I love it. I've always loved the game. I've always stayed real close to it.
And you decided. Now the Raiders and this time is it, would you have gone to any other team besides Oakland Raiders and any other time besides right now?
It's just all hit me at once. I've always had the urge to come back and coach. I've been preparing to do that.
A lot's changed though. In
everybody
10 years.
Keeps talking about how different it is and how it's changed. Technology's changed. I can't even turn on the TVs in my office. That's what's changed. You know, we're not allowed to meet anymore. We got GPSs monitoring the quality or quantity of how much our players work.
Mm-hmm. When we were together in Green Bay, when we were just kids, we weren't even shaving yet. You could bring your guys in. Remember, we used to have quarterback school all of March. You're not even allowed to talk to your guys yet April.
Yeah, Mooch, I think what you did with Brett Favre back in 1992, I don't know if that happens today. We get Brett Favre in a trade from Atlanta. He's got to come in there and learn all these formations. That was before we had the walkie-talkie that could tell him the formations. I used to have to give Brett Favre the formations, and he's the quarterback coach, and he didn't know any of the formations. So Holmgren be yelling at me. I said, Mooch is the quarterback coach. Mooch teaches the formations.
I'm up in the box. Groot, you give it to him. He didn't want Mike to give it. Remember, Mike tried to give it to him, and then Favre said, he's yelling at me too much. Put Groot's on there.
But a lot of his development happened in February, March,
early.
April, before minicamp.
And it's not just the quarterbacks that are getting developed. It's all the other positions, too, which shorten down off seasons.
So how are you going to deal with that?
Well, you're going to have to adapt. You know, look at Bill Belichick, the job he has done with different coaches on his staff, different players on his team, and different rules every year. He's been able to adapt, and you got to show some maturity. And that I don't have a lot of, I'm going to have to quit complaining and show some maturity and adapt to the rules.
In the Bay Area, on certain radio shows, I get asked, it seems like every time, how's Gruden's personality going to jive with that quarterback, Derek Carr? Are they going to get along?
I know, man.
You've known him for a long time. He had him on your quarterback camp, right?
Some people have a bad perception of me. They
what
just
is
think
that?
I'm like a foul-mouthed bad person or something. I
and that's wrong. So,
yeah, I mean, I mean, there are times that, you know, I get wound up pretty tight. You'll see. But there are also times that, you know, I take a lot of pride in being a pretty good guy. But if you can't get along with Derek Carr, you can't get along with anybody.
You've spoken to him. How's that gone?
Yeah, great. I mean, I saw him at the press conference. Unfortunately, you're not allowed to spend time with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And look, you want to build a relationship with them. You want to see what makes them tick. So you can have better meetings
you
and more meaningful conversations.
You can't go out to dinner with them right now and say, how's the family?
No, you're not allowed to do that. You can't even get this instinct with
Skype.
Listen to the two of you. Facebook?
Instagram.
I mean, FaceTime?
How you doing, man? This is trips right, tight, zebra left, 200 jet, exit. I'm dying to do that. You know?
Why banana? Okay.
Spider 2Y banana, the strong right, tight slot.
What's the matter with you?
Losing my mind.
Marshawn Lynch, have you talked to him? Is he coming back next season?
I have bumped into the Beast. And look, one of the reasons I took this job is I want to coach Derek Carr, Khalil Mack. I want to coach Crabtree, and I want to coach Lynch. And I'm hoping this all works out because I would like to join forces with him. We hired Tom Cable, our line coach, who comes from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And if this does work out, we got to find a way to service him better. We need a blocking tight end, and we need a fullback that's available every week. That's when he was at his best in Seattle. You have Michael Robinson now at NFL Network.
Yeah. We do.
And if you ask Beast Mode himself, I bet he'd tell you Robinson was a big part of his success.
Your best buddy is those guys.
He was an escort for him. We got to find the right escort for this man. Hopefully it works out.
You're not a social media guy. How come?
No, well, I turned on Twitter one day and they were all killing me. So I said, I'm going to get rid of that. I don't like that. Then I turned on one of those other things. They were all ripping me on that. So it's been a bad experience, Mooch.
All right, welcome back to the league, man.
I'm coming back for my bocce ball championship.
Bocce ball.